The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Catch us out on the web at linewsradio.com. It's Bob Vecchio thanking you for tuning in each and every week and learning about the amazing programs and clubs that our kids are tackling in our schools across Long Island. This week in our spotlight, it's Rocky Point School District, located on the North Shore, kind of out east on Suffolk County's North Shore out there. And we're going to learn all about their Be a Nicer Neighbor Club. And more importantly, they have this great program called Swoopin' and Hoopin' that also raises a lot of money for worthy causes. And to tell us a little bit about the club, we're going to speak to some of the teachers first, and then we're going to get into the basketball tournament and its, I guess, founder of that tournament, who is now since retired from Rocky Point Schools. And we're going to save him for just a minute there. But Janessa, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools, and glad to have Rocky Point in the house, so to speak. Tell us a little bit about a Be Nicer Neighbor Club and how long it's been around and what are the goals that you guys hope to accomplish with kids that are participating in this, and about how many kids you have on average that are part of this club.
Sure. The Be a Nicer Neighbor Club has been around probably 15, 20 years in the Rocky Point High School. It gets all types of students together. They could be students that are freshmen to seniors to on athletic teams, some in the music programs, and all different types of students come together to do community service in different ways. Sometimes we're raising money so we can cook for the homeless. We cook a meal beginning to end and deliver that to the homeless shelter. Sometimes we're getting together to do some staff appreciation things. We give flowers to the bus drivers. We cook breakfast for the cafeteria staff, things like that.
That's really nice. Cook for them who have been serving and cooking for all of us all those days. That they must really like that.
Yeah.
And about how many kids you say are participating in the club on a regular basis?
We have, I'd say, between 20 and 30 club members that are regularly at our events.
And great. And you have meetings. Officers that head up the club. And so it's like most school clubs, but it's a little bit more with character education, community service. And do you have a community service requirement for your high school graduation as well? Is there a requirement to do any community service hours at Rocky Point?
Some teachers do have some community service. Yeah.
Great. And Carly, how long have you been involved with Be a Nicer Club? And Janessa, what do you teach? I forgot to ask you.
I teach math and computer science.
Okay, so all the fun subjects that people just want to drove to, but exciting stuff. And Carly, how long have you been involved with Be a Nicer Neighbor Club?
This is my second year involved.
Second year. And how long have you been at Rocky Point?
3 years.
3 years. Now, I say this because I asked them what grade they were in before we got on the air here, and because they do look like students. And what do we teach over at Rocky Point?
I also teach math.
Also teach math. So Be a Nicer Neighbor Club is really math driven. You're really recruiting kids for the math classes, aren't you?
Totally.
So tell me, as a second year advisor of this club, what has been the biggest surprise for you with the students that are participating in some of the things that you've witnessed that you didn't count on before?
Well, really how motivated they are. They come up with new ideas all the time. They're always asking to do different community service projects that we didn't think of ourselves. So it's really impressive the things that they come up with and are really motivated to do.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk with some of the students that are involved in the club. And Sydney, I'm going to start with you. You're a high school senior over at Rocky Point. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. How long have you been involved with this club?
I've been in this club for about 2 years, I'd say.
All right. So what made you get involved in it to begin with?
I had a friend that was in the club, right. And one day she just asked me if I wanted to go and do cooking for the homeless for community service, and I was like, yeah, sure, and then ever since then, I pretty much just have been involved.
Been involved. And being involved, what are some of the things that you guys do on a regular basis in addition to cooking for the homeless? What are some of the other events or activities or some of the things that you help around a community?
We do the Live Like Susie, and we do food drives, the senior citizen prom, beach cleanup, stuff like that. Pretty much anything to help the community or the school district.
So beach cleanup, right? You're up on the North Shore and a little bit of cliffs and rocks on the North Shore as opposed to South Shore. But a lot of people are just so inconsiderate and just leave their trash behind. So you guys are out there picking up other people's garbage, right?
Yeah.
Does it really annoy you when you comb the beach and you see how, well, let's call for what it is, how stupid people are with what they leave behind?
Yeah, it's honestly surprising that like just people are so careless with the environment.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And, you know, just to have it on the beach eventually gets in the water. Live Like Susie. Tell me about Live Like Susie. What is that? So
the Live Like Susie was for this young girl. Her name is Susie Fassini, and she was a member of the Be a Nice Neighbor Club. She was vice president, and she was also an active member of the Singing Santas. And then shortly after she graduated, she died suddenly at like the age of 19. And so then we created like a scholarship. Her mom created a scholarship for her, and then she wanted to have some mechanism to give a winner of the scholarship. And we came up with the Live Like Susie Kindness Award Night, where teachers nominate kids that are really nice and kind. And then from that list, they come
select
up with
the scholarship winner.
From that. And they give a nice like reception for them at that night. And everyone gets a award and all the stuff that was written about each of the students.
Sounds like
really
she was
kind.
An impressive young lady who left a huge footprint at Rocky Point as far as
a wonderful young lady, super joyous.
Well, thoughts and prayers with her family that continues on her legacy in a very positive way. And for folks that didn't know, that was your Uncle Bradley who jumped in to tell us about You Live Like Susie. And Brooke, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools.
Thank you very much.
I told
much.
You I was going to sneak that in there.
Yes, but you should have snuck in your Uncle Dudley.
Oh, I said Uncle Bradley. Yes, your Uncle Dudley. That is his WWA wrestling name there. Brooke, you actually, as far as part of the Be a Nice and Neighbor Club, or band as it's known up at Rocky Point, you also started a different initiative, or an initiative within the club, called Swoopin' and Hoopin'.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about Swoopin' and Hoopin'.
Well, Swoopin', I have three children of my own, and they're very much into like fantasy draft type of games with their friends and stuff, and they would get very excited by that. And then I watched this movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner, and I was really intrigued by the whole Draft Day scenario. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to create like an actual draft for the Rocky Point students, because I like to do big events where it gets a whole bunch of different kids involved. And so I thought we'd get like general managers and coaches and assistant coaches. And then that's exactly what we did. We got general managers and coaches. And then we got a list of about 50 teachers to volunteer to give us their stats and their statistics, their wingspan, their vertical
wingspan. Yes. Did anybody exaggerate a little bit on their wingspan?
No, look at that.
There was no exaggeration in the stats whatsoever. We got some very tall people. He probably went very high in the draft.
Yes, and then we had it was broken up into two parts. Like all the kids got, all the general managers got a booklet of all the teachers' statistics, and then they had to come up with a team name. Like we had the Bagel Bounty Hunters, Whoops, We Did It Again, and Nothing But Nets, and stuff like that. And then they had a team artist that had to design shirts for the teams to wear. And then they had a draft day where they drafted all the teachers. And then they had to trade us. They had to make, you know, I was a sixth round draft choice. Carly, what was you? Were you?
I was also sixth round.
So the sneaky sixth rounders, right? You guys were the sleepers on the team. So
absolutely. This year was an eighth round. First year was a sixth round. Now this year was an eighth round draft choice.
Sounds like that was a little painful for you.
It was. And then I got traded. I was the first guy traded.
Ah, see, somebody else saw your value. No. The team tried to get rid of you. I got you. So the students have a lot of fun drafting their teachers, I presume, and the teams are run by the students, right? The general managers, the head coaches, and everything, and they have to come up with like a marketing concept for the team.
Yes.
So really, it incorporates a lot of different real life learning skills. Anna, you're a high school senior. Were you part of the draft and this whole swooping and hooping? And more importantly, did you trade away your Uncle Dudley to some other team? Were you responsible for that?
No, we weren't responsible for that.
Blacklist him, though? They were like,
no,
you don't want your...
No, he was our eighth round pick right there.
Oh, you grabbed him. How did he make out for your team?
Pretty good. We won the championship.
Ah, see? I told you. It's the sneaky guys like
pretty
that.
Good.
Yeah, forget the big wingspan. Just go with Uncle Dudley. I got it.
Yeah, Sydney and I were actually coaches this year of Hoops, We Did It Again.
Ah.
So, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Hoops, We Did It Again. So, how'd you come up with that name besides stealing the song entirely?
That was our
just stealing
entire,
the song entirely. Okay, and how did you go about designing the shirt? Because that's a big deal, right? These shirts are kind of a hot item there, right?
Yeah, so we went army green and black, and our theme was mainly Britney Spears with America, I guess.
Okay, so Whoops, Did It Again, Britney Spears, and your Uncle Dudley. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
But you guys won a championship, so that it must work.
Yeah.
So tell me about how you like being involved with Swoopin' and Hoopin' and the band club.
I really thought it was cool to be in Swoopin' and Hoopin' because you got to see like a different side of your teachers that you get to see every day. Like they're much more casual. And
some of them are really bad athletes too, right?
Not on our team.
Not on your team because you won the championship. When we come back from the break, though, we're going to learn more about Swoopin' and Hoopin', how much money did you raise, some of the other activities that the band clubs are involved in. And we're going to speak with the youngster of the club that's in studio here. And we'll learn all about these students from Rocky Point School District and how to be a nicer neighbor, not just within the school walls, but in the community walls and how they're making positive impacts. And we'll learn a little bit more why Uncle Dudley, your Uncle Dudley, was traded eighth round, you know, stolen by another team and walked away with the trophy. So it kind of worked out good for him, you know. Listen, never underestimate the little guys, right? So anyway, Swoopin' and Hoopin', Rocky Point School District, be a nicer neighbor club. All that and more, you're listening to the Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. And when we come back from the break, we'll learn more about your Uncle Dudley.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. And we are speaking with the folks from the Rocky Point School District, and we're learning all about the band club, Be a Nicer Neighbor Club. And we learned a little bit about your Uncle Dudley, who was a sixth-round pick, then an eighth-round pick, then he was traded to, oh yeah, the championship team, that's right. So he was their secret weapon all along with the Swoopin' and Hoopin' tournament there. And we were learning how the kids actually set up the teams, do drafts, kind of do a little marketing, come up with stealing other songs' names, and inspired by Britney Spears. I'm trying to still figure out, Anna and Sydney, how did Britney Spears play into... Somebody, you have to explain that to me because I'm a little confused and I went to the break trying to figure out the connection. So, Britney Spears, Swoopin' Hoopin', whoops, there it is.
Okay.
It was, whoops, there it is, whatever. I'm totally confused. Britney Spears.
Britney Spears is like probably one of my favorite performers there.
Yeah, she's super, super talented. So, why wouldn't she be into basketball, right?
I mean, yeah.
What are some of the other programs that you guys are involved with band? What are some of the things that you've been involved with that you have enjoyed the most participating in?
My favorite things were definitely the beach cleanup, cooking for the lunch staff, and I did a few car washes back in the day, too. Those were fun.
Okay. And senior prom is probably pretty cool, too, right? The seniors really enjoy coming out.
Yeah.
Well, number one, it's free night out, right? So that's always a good thing. And if it's not nailed down, they'll probably take it if they're like my grandmother. And what type of music are you playing? Are they dancing with you to Britney Spears? Or what type of... Do you kind of have a variety of music? Janessa, how do you... Senior prom, talk to me about that.
Yeah. So the senior citizen prom is awesome. We have student volunteers come be waiters and waitresses for the senior citizens, so they don't even have to get up. We bring the food to them. The students take their orders and get them their drinks and things like that, which is awesome. And we do have a DJ that comes. And my favorite thing about it, the past couple of years that I've helped out with senior citizen prom, is that every year by the end of the night, the students and the senior citizens are together on the dance floor, dancing together. It doesn't matter what kind of songs are on. It could be an old song, a new song. The senior citizens are teaching the young kids how to swing dance, and they're teaching them the cha-cha slide. It's like going back and forth. It's so funny, but it's such a great night for everyone involved.
Now, Milana, you and I said that right, Milana?
Melina.
I'm sorry. Melina, you are a 10th grader at Rocky Point School District. What made you get involved with the band club? Like, how did you hear about it and said, you know, this is what I want to do with my spare time?
I heard about it on morning announcements, and I thought it'd be interesting.
Great. And how long have you been involved with the band club?
This is my second year in the band.
Second year. So what would you say has been your favorite part so far being part of band?
I really enjoyed the senior citizens prom, the cooking for the homeless, and the swoopin' and hoopin'.
Great. Swoopin' and hoopin' sounds like a pretty fun event, right? With all the teachers showing off their athletic prowess. And what would you say... Like, you probably had an expectation going in as to what the club was like, right? You probably said, well, I'm going to be part of this club, and it's probably going to be cool because it is. But you kind of learned something different either about yourself or about the club or maybe somebody else that you didn't anticipate. What would you say has been the biggest surprise being part of band for you? I know it's a really, like, tough Barbara Walters question, as they would call it.
How much we impact the community.
Yeah, and that's great. And like cooking for the homeless, right? Do you know how many meals you guys served that day? Probably a lot, right?
Yeah.
And poverty is a real, real big issue on Long Island. So to have that awareness to give to others at such a young age. What else are you involved in with Rocky Point?
I am in Human Rights Club, and I also do book club.
All right. So you are a club maniac, as they would say. But tell me a little bit about the Human Rights Club. That seems kind of interesting and almost a little parallel with Ban. What do you like most about that club?
We also raise awareness for certain topics in our society.
What are some of the topics that you guys address?
Like racism, sexism, etc.
Good. So just to bring awareness of the do's and don'ts, right? Things that you shouldn't be doing and help out others. Now, Brooke, you brought into studio a very tall gentleman because I'm a very short guy. And I'm assuming, was he a high draft pick at Swoopin' and Hoopin'?
Yes, he was a number one draft pick.
He was a number one draft pick. Why don't you introduce the number one draft pick from
Swoopin'? This is our building principal, John, the total eclipse of the heart.
Every teacher comes up with a unique nickname, right?
Yes.
So, total eclipse of the heart, or John for short. You're the high school principal. How long you been at Rocky Point, John?
Well, this is my third year actually at the high school.
Okay, so third year at the high school. When did you first hear about Swoopin' and Hoopin' and that they were going to draft you right into this?
All right, so I know Mr. Podomi came up with this idea probably right around when I probably came to the school in the spring of 2018. I recall Mr. Podomi, and I remember you coming into our offices and pitching your idea and selling us on it. And so this was definitely an idea that Mr. Podomi had probably a year and. Year and a half out in advance, thinking about it. It was swirling around in that beautiful mind of yours. And then you kind of set the wheels in motion. You know, I think that at the time, the building principal, Ms. Suzanne Crossan, you know, gave him the green light. And before we knew it, by the following December, we had about 45, 50 staff members dressed up like it was going to be like the NBA draft. A lot of the staff members wore, you know, some really funny outfits, suits, T-shirts, bright clothing, and the students were there, you know, choosing them. This all took place in the auditorium.
Nice.
Called them up, drafted them. So that's kind of the brainchild.
Drafted them and kicked them off to another team, apparently.
Yeah, there was some, you know.
Were you traded? Were you kicked off the team? No?
You could not trade your first and second round.
Oh, you couldn't trade first and second round? And what place did your team come in?
Well, last year, the first annual, we did take first. I will say that last year we did. But this year we got upset. So we did lose in the first round.
So last year was history. So this year, what happened?
This year, actually, I had the ball in my hands at the final seconds. And I will admit that I did miss my shot. So
was it a brick?
You can call it a brick, yeah.
No. Okay. Tell me about the nickname, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Where does that come from? Do you have any say in the nickname whatsoever?
I had no say. Brooke,
yeah, sounds like it.
Mr. Bonomi came up with that name, and I said, hey, Mr. Bonomi, if that's something that you like, let's go with it. And I think it just kind of stuck, you know?
As a building principal, what does this event mean to your building from like a morale? What are some of the unintended positive consequences that come out of something like this?
Well, absolutely. There's a lot of intended positive, you know, outcomes from this. I've kind of said like this. We've done this for 2 years, and it almost feels like it's a perennial. It's expected. It's almost like Rocky Point just kind of embraced this event so tightly. And the fact that it was a huge success last year. I mean, we're talking about a lot of the kids from the student body coming out. Parents, community members, other staff members
great
that couldn't
bonding.
Compete in it. And then this year it was just as popular, if not more, because people already heard about the fun time we had last year.
And
Miss Tribby and Miss Eilers were also had the foresight to bring in Mr. Conlin, who's one of our teachers that runs our own in-house school rock band.
Wow.
And so that we kind of had, they also added like a little bit of a little rock show in between.
A little halftime or in between periods there?
Yeah. Very so cool. we had kids that were, you know, jamming on the guitar, the drums, and Mr. Conlin sings. So that added another dynamic to it to just even have more fun.
All right.
In the event.
I think next year when Brooke gets traded off of another team, you're going for the three-peat? He's indicating three-peat, but I was going to say make him sing. I'm sure he's got a great voice. Does he have a great voice?
I think that Mr. Bonomi would be a fantastic performer.
All right, just a suggestion.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Sydney, tell me now, how much money did this event raise approximately?
$3,400.
That's a few shekels right there, and that's pretty impressive with the turnout. You're a high school senior at Rocky Point, so you're probably thinking about graduation right around the corner. What's next after you graduate?
Nothing's really official yet for me, but like, right. In my heart, I kind of know that I want to go to Quinnipiac University and major in physical therapy.
Nice.
In the doctor of physical therapy program.
All right. Very good. Very impressive. And Anna, same question for you. High school senior, what's next after you graduate Rocky Point? And swooping and hooping is something that you buy tickets to as opposed to participating in. And you're going to have to come out for the debut of, you know, your Uncle Dudley singing, too.
Of course, yeah.
That is like an American Idol moment if I ever heard one, right? Okay. What's next for you?
Good question. I don't know. I definitely want to do something service-related in the future, like some sort of military service would be ideal, but okay. I have no idea.
All right. Which branch of service are you leaning towards?
Coast Guard.
Coast Guard. Very tough to get into the Coast Guard. And here's a little interesting stat for you. 70% of high school seniors are not eligible to enlist into the services. Did you know that? So if you get the privilege of being called, you're part of a very special 30%. And out of 30%, only 1% choose to serve. So you could be part of a very special 1%. So all the best. Coast Guard is a great service. Best placement after the service for success is the Coast Guard, too. That's another good choice for you. Well, your Uncle Dudley, job well done. And to the band club, great job, guys. And you know what? I might have to come out and see your singing debut. All right, swooping and hooping. Be a nicer neighbor club. Rocky Point School District's got it going on to help out their community. Give something for the kids to be a part of in a positive way. And also just bond that whole community together. We thank them for coming on Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Like our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in. And maybe they'll be right here. The next one's right in our spotlight.